Alma stands barefoot and wigless in the upstairs bedroom with a flashlight. The clock down in the living room ticks and ticks, winding up the night. A moment ago, Alma was, she's certain, doing something very important, something life and death. But now she cannot remember what it was. The one window is ajar. The guest bed is neatly made, the coverlet smooth. On the nightstand sits a machine the size of a microwave oven, marked Property of Cape Town Memory Research Centre. Three cables spiralling off it connect to something that looks vaguely like a bicycle helmet. The wall in front of Alma is smothered with scraps of paper. Diagrams, maps, ragged sheets swarming with scribbles. Shining among the papers are hundreds of plastic cartridges, each the size of a matchbook, engraved with a four-digit number and pinned to the wall through a single hole. The beam of Alma's flashlight settles on a colour photograph of a man walking out of the sea. She fingers its edges. The man's pants are rolled to the knees. His expression is part grimace, part grin. Cold water. Across the photo, in handwriting she knows to be hers, is the name Harold. She knows this man. She can close her eyes and recall the pink flesh of his gums, the folds in his throat, his big knuckled hands. He was her husband. Around the photo, the scraps of paper and plastic cartridges build outward in crowded, overlapping layers anchored with pushpins and chewing gum and penny nails. She sees to-do lists, jottings, drawings of what might be prehistoric beasts or monsters. She reads, "You can trust Peko," and "Taking Polly's Coca-Cola." A flyer says, "Porter Properties." There are stranger phrases. Dinocephalians, late Permian. Massive vertebrate graveyard. Some sheets of paper are blank. Others reveal a flurry of crossouts and erasures. On a half page ripped from a brochure, one phrase is shakily and repeatedly underlined. Memories are located not inside the cells, but in the extracellular space. Some of the cartridges have her handwriting on them too, printed below the numbers. Museum, funeral, party at Hattie's. Alma blinks. She has no memory of writing on little cartridges or tearing out pages of books and tacking things to the wall. She sits on the floor in her nightgown, legs straight out. A gust rushes through the window and the scraps of paper come alive, dancing, tugging at their pins. Loose pages eddy across the carpet. The cartridges rattle lightly. Near the centre of the wall, her flashlight beam again finds the photograph of a man walking out of the sea. Part grimace, part grin. "That's Harold," she thinks. "He was my husband. He died years ago. Of course." Out the window, beyond the crowns of the palms, beyond the city lights, the ocean is washed in moonlight, then shadow. Moonlight, then shadow. A helicopter ticks past. The palms flutter. Alma looks down. There's a slip of paper in her hand. "A man," it says. "Tall man in the yard." Dr. Amnesty. Peko is driving the Mercedes. Apartment towers reflect the morning sun. Sedans purr at stoplights. Six different times, Alma squints out at the signs whisking past and asks him where they are going.